Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Quick disclosure, this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing I say constitutes direct investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any securities. It represents my personal views at the time of the recording, and markets may perform differently than I expect. All investment involves risk, including loss of principal. With that said, let's get into it. The evidence of an inflation inferno scorching its way through the American economy is no longer a matter of debate. It's a matter of documented, irrefutable fact. The Institute of Supply Management Prices Paid Index surged to 84.6 in April, up sharply from 78.3 in March, and a staggering leap from the 69.8 reading recorded just 1 year ago. Let me be clear about what this means. The cost of raw materials for manufacturers is accelerating at a pace that is not nearly just troubling, it is abhorrent. This is the kind of input cost inflation that cascades through every layer of the supply chain and lands with devastating force on the kitchen tables of American families. And what of the consumer price index? What about that? The CPI continues to accelerate further out of hand, making a mockery of the Federal Reserve's so-called 2% inflation target. Inflation has now been above the target for five consecutive years. 5 years! And what point does, you know, at what point does Chair Jerome Powell stop pretending that price stability is even a remote objective of this central bank? The 2% target is not merely aspirational at this juncture, it is a punchline. It is a relic of an era where the Fed at least feigned concern for the purchasing power of the dollar. Powell has let the inflation inferno rage unchecked while patting himself on the back for his supposedly data-dependent approach to monetary policy. What data exactly is he depending on? Because the data I see points to a horrific and accelerating destruction of the American standard of living. The bond market is noticing this. If the inflation data were not alarming enough on its own, the bond market is now screaming its own warning with unmistakable clarity. The yield on the US 30-year Treasury is very close to an 18-year high. And it's not just an American phenomenon alone. In Japan, Japanese government bond yields have surged to levels not seen in 35 years. This is a global reckoning, a worldwide repudiation of the centrally planned debt-fueled illusion that governments and central banks have constructed over the past four decades. The bond vigilantes are coming back. They are delivering a verdict on decades of fiscal profligacy and monetary debasement. When the deepest, most liquid credit markets on the planet are flashing bright amber, or at least, or maybe mild red, only a fool or a central banker would look away. The American consumer, the engine that powers roughly 70% of our GDP, is under siege. Rising inflation and surging borrowing costs have conspired to create a vice grip on household balance sheets. Most of them, not all of them, not the top 20%, but the bottom 80 are struggling mightily. The personal savings rate tells the entire sordid story. Before COVID, the savings rate sat at approximately 7%. During the pandemic, when the government flooded the economy with electronic fiat conjured from nothing, it briefly spiked to a staggering 32%. And today, it's plunged back to a mere 3.6%, getting dangerously low. The American consumer is bleeding dry, clinging to what remains of their meager savings and tax rebates from the one big... Households have exhausted their pandemic-era savings, maxed out their credit cards at usurious interest rates, and are now starting to stare into the abyss of financial fragility. How much longer can an economy built on consumption endure when the consumers themselves are being crushed? Unfortunately, Powell's reign of destruction has been devastating, but fortunately, it's almost over. Let the historical record reflect this truth. Jerome Powell has been the single greatest destroyer of the value of the United States dollar in the history of this republic. He has printed $170 billion in just the last handful of months alone, adding to the $4.5 trillion he conjured at the apex of his horrific tenure. Under Powell, the Federal Reserve's metamorphosis from a lender of last resort for a troubled financial institution has officially come to its ignominious end. The central bank's former mandates, stable prices and full employment, have been quietly discarded. Powell's new mandate, the one he actually follows, is twofold. Ensure the stock market never suffers a meaningful correction and guarantee the unemployment rate never experiences even the slightest uptick. This is not central banking at any reasonable measure. This is central planning of the most dangerous and reckless variety. But despite all this money printing, the inevitable recession is coming. Let me state what Powell and his apologists refuse to acknowledge. The business cycle has not been abrogated. A recession is not merely possible, it is inevitable. The economic downturn that should have arrived years ago has been held in abeyance only by the most massive and record-breaking money printing spree in Federal Reserve history. But printing money does not create prosperity. It creates the illusion of prosperity while sowing the seeds of its own destruction. The chaos now engulfing the bond market is the clearest signal that the reckoning is near. This recession will not be caused by an external shock or an act of nature. Its cause will be bond market chaos, which is the byproduct of inflation and insolvency, the twin consequences of a central bank that abandoned its principles in pursuit of asset price inflation, perpetual asset price inflation. This is precisely the environment for which our proprietary investment model was designed. By measuring the second derivatives of growth and inflation, we position our portfolios not on a basis of hope or wishful thinking or what our feelings might say, blind faith in central bankers, but rather on the basis of hard data and economic reality. The coming storm demands a strategy built for turbulence, not just prosperity. And that is exactly what we intend to deliver. So turning quickly to the portfolio, we currently hold aerospace and defense stocks, utilities, precious metals, emerging markets, energy, alternative energy, commodities, and a good portion of T-bills, healthy portion of T-bills. The portfolio holds zero shorts, has done so for quite some time now, thanks to the output of the IDEC model, which told me not to be short, even though my gut viscerally said, get short. For over 2 months now, we have vacillated between a peace agreement with Iran and annihilating the entire civilization. Another peace deal is being proposed as we speak, and the market's rallying strongly. However, for now, inflation is accelerating and gas prices average over $4.50 per gallon. We hold an unusually large amount of cash equivalents. That will change, but for now, it's most prudent. And we remain long. That's also the case. Not only just net long, just pure long. The result is we enjoy a great deal of protection and flexibility in the portfolio. This is a period of extreme irrationality and over-exuberance. It will not last. It will not last. And we are prepared to capitalize on the return to reality when it arrives. Not if, when it arrives. Meanwhile, we continue to smartly and carefully ride this fragile bull market higher.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check. 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.